Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. She's a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And the German elections are done, except for they're not done. It will go on for days, weeks, perhaps the rest of the year, while the coalitions speak to each other. Judy, colorfully, we have two coalitions that are prominently mentioned to me this far away. One is the traffic light coalition of the SPD, the Greens, and the FDP, I believe it is, Mr. Lindner's party, yes. And the other is Jamaica, having to do with the Jamaica flag colors, led by Armin Laschet of the CDU, the now Angela Merkel party. The traffic light is said to be the one with the upper hand because SPD did very well in the election and the CDU, CSU did not do well. What are the roadblocks for Mr. Schulz to form a coalition?
The biggest roadblock is whether the Greens and the Liberal Free Democrats can actually agree on certain things. Now, the Greens have the upper hand because they're much bigger than the Free Democrats, but and they both have experience of negotiating so badly in Angela Merkel's last coalition. She tried to bring them together in a Jamaica coalition, and that failed. This time round, the two leaders of the Greens and the Free Democrats have decided, okay, we're going to sit down before we enter any negotiations with Olaf Scholz, head of the SPD, and we're going to agree on the two biggest issues. One is spending, meaning fiscal discipline, which the Free Democrats want. And the other is climate change, which the Greens want. And climate change and combating climate change costs a ton of money. Also, the Greens want heavy investment, much more substantial investment. And the Free Democrats want less state, less taxes, less spending. And it's going to be very difficult to reconcile the two. One last point on this, the public voted for combating the climate crisis. So the Greens and the Liberal Democrats know that they have to deliver in some way or other over dealing with the climate.
I'm told that Olaf Scholz, finance minister under the present coalition, is a mild-mannered speaker and not a man of passions, high rhetoric, just the facts. But I'm told that his party has unusually left voices. He was chosen because they were not presenting the best case. Is he the person to calm those unusually left choices if they're in a coalition?
Well, I mean, the Bundestag is made up of many younger people now, both in the Greens and in the SPD. And in the Greens, they have to deal with what's called the fundies, much more left-wing fundamentalists. And Olaf Scholz will have to deal with younger, more left-leaning social democrats. So he'll have to try to keep the center under control, which was Merkel's biggest strength. But at the end of the day, John, the social democrats want power.
Right.
So the left-wing may bite their tongue for the moment. But there's no doubt that Olaf Scholz will have to deliver certain things to them, particularly the minimum wage and other issues. But he's the man of the center. He's extremely experienced and he's not a man to rush things. And he's not a man to make promises, which he can't deliver on.
Christian Lindner, I believe that's his Christian name, Christian Lindner, the leader of the Free Democrats, is a striking figure to me because he's in this negotiation. But he wants the finance ministry. Will he get it?
Yes.
And if he does have the finance ministry, does that give him a veto over taxes, over the kind of revenue that the Greens talk about?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head here because if the Greens and the Liberals agree to go into coalition with Olaf Scholz, that means they will have to agree on who gets the finance ministry. And Robert Habeck, the co-leader of the Greens, wants it. Christian Lindner of the Liberal Democrats wanted to. There's going to be a big tussle over the finance ministry because this is about money. This is about the future direction of the German economy and what the money is spent on, and on climate issues, and on modernization, and on digitization, and on education. You name it, the finance ministry has the purse strings, and he or she, probably he who controls the purse strings, will have enormous power and will dictate the future direction of Germany.
Does that make Christian Lindner the kingmaker? Is that who he is? 30 seconds.
Is it possible to have two kingmakers and then one will have to cede ground?
Yes, that usually leads to a revolution, however.
Yes, it does. Or some kind of regicide.
Yes.
But the Free Democrats will work very, very hard to get the finance ministry. I'm not so sure that given the vote at the end of the day last Sunday, that their position is that strong to get the finance ministry. They will have to bite their tongues if they don't get it.
Judy Dempsey. She's a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.